Details on example policies.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Kansas-Missouri man who shot a teenager who rang the wrong doorbell while trying to pick up his younger brothers was charged Monday with two felony counts. A white man in his 80s, Andrew Lester, has been charged in the shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarrell, who is black. Officials say Yarrell is now in stable condition and is out of the hospital. And this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the DEA National Prescription Drug Takeback Day.
It's a great opportunity to get rid of any expired or unwanted medication safely and responsibly. This day also helps raise awareness about the potential abuse of prescription drugs. If you're in Finney County, you can drop off your medications at one of three locations. But don't worry if you're outside the area, because this is a national event. Simply visit the DEA's website to find the nearest drop-off location. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly signed a bill unanimously passed by the Kansas legislature to remove the statute of limitations on criminal prosecution and extend opportunity to file lawsuits related to allegations of childhood abuse. A coalition of women joined with legislators to keep the bill alive during the 2023 session when it appeared on the verge of falling by the wayside. The statutory changes were placed in a rewrite of House Bill 2127, which then passed the Senate 40-0 in March and the House 120-0 in April. Governor Kelly said this bill would not be possible without the tireless work of survivors across the state who fought for their voices to be heard, and she thanks them for their bravery. Senator Cindy Holscher of Overland Park said it was important to remove in Kansas law the statute of limitations on prosecuting alleged childhood sexual abuse. Going forward, the statute would treat these cases in the same manner as allegations of murder or terrorism. In terms of lawsuits seeking financial damages, the legal standard in Kansas would allow filing of cases within 13 years of a victim turning 18 years of age or within 3 years after criminal conviction of an offender. In addition to S-sub HB 2127, Governor Kelly signed four bipartisan bills that includes House Bill 2160, which makes it easier for cotton producers to secure and transport their product in the state. House Bill 2326 extends the Scrap Metal Theft Reduction Act and prohibits the resale of catalytic converters from unauthorized sellers. House Bill 2323 provides a deadline for transferring fire district property annexed by a city, An S-sub for House Bill 2016 provides a tool for businesses to address potentially abusive litigation about website violations under the Americans with Disabilities Act. National Work Zone Awareness Week in Kansas runs from April 17th through the 21st, and National Work Zone Awareness Week educates the public of the need for safety in work zones as it brings to light the hazards and dangers of driving through work zones and how to avoid them. Orange is the primary safety color in work zones, and Go Orange Day in Kansas is tomorrow, Wednesday, April 19th, when everyone is encouraged to wear orange and show highway workers and everyone who works along the roadways how much their efforts are appreciated. A few Kansas work zone facts to know includes that about 85 to 90% of the time, the people injured in work zone crashes are motorists. In 2022, in Kansas, 13 people died in work zone crashes and 341 people were injured. Fines are double in all Kansas work zones, whether they're a major construction project or short-term maintenance project, so if you don't slow down, you'll pay up. Some of the top contributing circumstances of work zone crashes include inattention, following too closely, driving too fast for the conditions, improperly changing lanes, and violating the right-of-way. There was an average of 3.1 work zone crashes every day in Kansas in 2022 for a total of 1,149 crashes. The Kansas Move Over law requires motorists on four-lane highways to switch to the lane furthest from any stationary vehicle displaying flashing lights, if it's safe to do so, and on two-way highways, slow down and proceed with caution. Speeding up to 65 miles per hour from 55 miles per hour will only save you a minute on a six-mile trip, and citations carry a $195 fine plus court costs. The Kansas Department of Transportation offers a few tips to follow in work zones that include to follow traffic control and expect delays, pay attention and be alert, watch for workers, allow ample space between vehicles, and change lanes when directed to do so. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Communications Division at 785-296-3585. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be held on Thursday, April 27th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seeds Meeting Room in Downs. The main agenda items include presentation about NRCS programs available within the Solomon Republican region, a presentation from Weston McCary about the WISE program, a discussion about RAC goal implementation, and a legislative update. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov. If accommodations are needed for a person with disabilities, you need to notify the Kansas Water Office at 785-296-3185 at least 5 working days prior to the meeting. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well-child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can begin signing up for the Grassland Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, starting Monday, April 17th until May 26th. Among CRP enrollment opportunities, Grassland CRP is a unique working lands program, allowing producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while conserving grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity as well as healthier soil. Dennis McKinney, the Farm Service Agency State Executive Director in Kansas, stated that Grassland CRP clearly demonstrates that agricultural productivity and conservation priorities complement and enhance one another. He said the strength of this program lies in its many benefits. The program helps producers and landowners produce and maintain diverse wildlife habitat, sequester carbon in the soil, and support sound, sustainable grazing. More than 3.1 million acres were accepted through the 2022 Grassland CRP sign-up from agricultural producers and private landowners. That sign-up, the highest ever for the program, reflects the continued success and value of investments in voluntary, producer-led working lands conservation programs. The current total participation in grassland CRP is 6.3 million acres, which is part of the 23 million acres enrolled in CRP opportunities overall. Since 2021, the USDA's Farm Service Agency, which administers all CRP programs, has made several improvements to grassland CRP to broaden the program's reach, including creating two national priority zones to put focus on environmentally sensitive land, such as that prone to wind erosion, enhancing offers with 10 additional ranking points to producers and landowners who are historically underserved, including beginning farmers and military veterans, and leveraging the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program to engage historically underserved communities within tribal nations in the Great Plains. Landowners and producers interested in grassland CRP or any other CRP enrollment option can contact their local USDA Service Center to learn more or to apply for the program before the deadlines. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge replacement project along K-27 in Cheyenne County. The bridge, which spans Little Beaver Creek, is located approximately 18 miles north of Goodland. The initial work will consist of constructing a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the bridge, and impacts to traffic are expected to be minimal during this phase. However, motorists should remain alert and use caution when traveling through the work zones. Upon the completion of the shoe-fly detour, traffic will be routed around the work zone while demolition and reconstruction takes place. And the Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation's Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers looking to hire to participate in the April statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works, and this virtual event will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, April 19th. Tolan said their goal is to attract and retain top talent across the state in a wide variety of sectors to keep the entire economy moving forward. He added that the Kansas Works team is working hard to place Kansans in good-paying jobs and help them establish careers. The virtual job fair portal also features helpful information such as job seeker training videos, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. Any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event, and registration is required to participate in the virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. To register and get more information, you can visit kansasworks.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our made-in-the-USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Test, test. Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Another week brings another drop in the conditions of the winter wheat crop. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
Week after week, we've been seeing the already bad condition ratings for the winter wheat crop get progressively worse. And as we start this week,
unfortunately, another slight overall decline in U.S. winter wheat condition.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says only 27% of the crops rated in good to excellent condition. That's the same as a week ago. However, the poor to very poor pile, that's getting bigger.
We're seeing 39% rated very poor to poor. That's up from 37% a week ago. That's also higher than the 37% that we saw this time last year.
These are national figures. Things a lot worse in places like Kansas, where 60% of the crops in poor to very poor shape. If you crave some good wheat news, Brad says, look at the soft red winter wheat belt.
You actually see more than three quarters of the crop rated good to excellent at this time in Illinois and Indiana, both of those at 77% good to excellent.
And it's 87% in North Carolina. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The Rising Farm Credit Administration recently received a quarterly update on economic issues affecting agriculture, as well as an update on the performance of the farm credit system through 2022. Inflation continues to be a core economic issue despite recent declines. Inflation has been driven in part by a tight labor market and rising production costs and consumer demand. The report also says strong prices for many commodities have continued into 2023. Tight global grain stocks, declining cattle inventory, and disruptions to specialty crop production continue to support prices. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan and generate credits. Visit indigoag.com/local to see if an ag business partner you currently work with can help you enroll in Carbon by Indigo. Farmers have received nearly $5 million in payments for their carbon credit production since our program began. Visit indigoag.com/local to enroll by May 1st and maximize your carbon payment potential. Terms and conditions apply. See program agreement for
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Warm and fair weather is expected in the Central Plains today. Light wind at least for parts of our state. The exception will be the western counties where it could get a little breezy. Fire weather conditions likely for all of western Kansas through tomorrow evening. We could also see a few scattered showers or thunderstorms through Thursday. We do have the possibility of some strong to severe thunderstorms on Wednesday in our central and eastern counties. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure is set up over eastern Kansas, so skies will stay mostly sunny statewide except for a few clouds in the southwest counties. A low pressure lead trough is over eastern Colorado. We have another high over the central Rockies. That means very warm temperatures, especially in the western high plains. The wind will pick up across much of our state by late afternoon as low pressure develops over the panhandle with a warm front just off to our south. We do have a little moist air available. We may get a few overnight showers or thunderstorms in the eastern and southeastern counties. That warm front will start moving north across Kansas early tomorrow with a low in the southwestern counties. Mostly sunny and breezy, way above average temperatures, many locations going well into the 80s. Isolated to scattered showers early in the day for the eastern counties, and then some thunderstorms possible central and east by tomorrow afternoon. Then about the same weather pattern for Wednesday. We may get a few strong to severe storms in the central and eastern counties. This afternoon's highs in the northwestern counties will be in the mid to upper 70s with upper 30s and low 40s overnight. Mid to upper 70s north central tonight, we're in the low to mid 40s. Mid 60s to low 70s northeast and low to mid 40s overnight. Low 80s southwest and upper 30s to mid 40s for the overnight lows. Low 80s in the south central counties. Tonight we're in the low 50s, mid to upper 70s southeast, and low 50s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. We'll be right back.